I understand, you know, you trying to get your roar and everything, but it's not where we're doing the roar, because this is where the stampede come through. I'm going to need you to kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of.
Get out.
Nerd soul.
Late LK at one, y'all, so holding it down, bringing in street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of Movie Reviews. You know what's going on. I'm right here, but to my right, the esteemed colleague, Arcatron, what's up?
Living his best life. How y'all doing? What's going on, YouTube world? This is me, Arcatron, in the place to be on the MIC.
Yeah.
Watching that L-I-O-N-K-I-N-G?
G?
Oh. Yeah.
That's right. We are here to do a movie review for Lion King. And this is going to be spoilers because it's a remake and it's basically a shot-for-shot remake. So
super spoilers.
So it's going to be spoilers, but technically for a movie that's been out for like over 20 years and yes. also over not out yet. Yes. Strangely. Initial thoughts coming out of the theater. How you feeling?
My initial thoughts, I liked it. I don't know what they were doing with the animation. I don't know how they did it. It's not as like mind baffling as Into the Spider-Verse, which I watched last night actually. Into the Spider-Verse. But it's still like, how did you do that? Look at all these animals in here. How did you do that? I mean, I guess I started in my head. As the movie's going, I'm in my head like, maybe they take like 3D images and like they have like all these cameras up with real lions
animals
and they're just putting the mouth on them. Okay, cool. But it's visually it's remarkable. It's really good. Yeah. The story. Everybody knows the story. It's not a story we don't know. I haven't seen a movie in so long, probably like 20 years since it came out, pretty much. So it was refreshing to see it again, but in a different way. And
true.
Different actors, and you know, so James Earl Jones, you know, reprised, of course, this role, which always needs to happen.
Got your boy Childish
James Gambino. James Earl Jones always needs to reprise roles.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Always.
He is
the voice.
Make a note of that.
Yes.
I'll say.
Yeah. What's your initial thoughts? What do you think?
This movie is essentially just Disney flexing on, like, dude, these animals look way too good. Like they do. Straight up, these animals look incredible. It's almost like Disney's just showing off to an extent.
You know,
it's like they didn't have to make this
but
movie.
But you know what they're using? They're using that Lucas stuff too, man.
Yeah, they got that Skywalker sound.
I see Skywalker songs. I see Skywalker. Lucas films, animations. I see that a lot. The Marvel movies. So
yeah, they know what they're doing.
They just tapping into that.
I will say it was kind of weird seeing the mouths move sometimes because they're so real, and like the mouths moving was kind of like weird sometimes. But this thing, it looked great. Like, it just, wow. Just visually, this thing is good. So let's get into how are you feeling about the voice acting? Because, you know.
Voice acting was good. Childish Gambino was good. James Earl Jones, you ain't got to say nothing about that.
Yeah, you ain't got to
lie on that. Beyonce was okay.
All
right,
Beyonce, so we ain't gonna go. We know. I ain't even gonna go there because we know.
She was good. I ain't gonna say she was good.
She was good.
Childish Gambino was pretty good. She was good.
But she was sick when the singing part, she killed it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was voice acting, you know. But hey,
it's
look,
still Beyonce,
we still
so.
Love Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we don't love Beyonce. We're just being, you know, we can still be critical without being hateful. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
you can be critical, but it's still critical. Probably going to go off as hate. So
yeah.
It don't really matter.
You're going to be like, why are you hating on that queen?
Yeah, I thought she was good. Who else? Was that Alfie Woodard's voice I heard?
Yeah.
The mother?
Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah, Alfie Woodard's been dope for ever.
She was really good.
So
Scar, you can say his name.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yes, Chiwetel. Yeah. He was really good as Scar. Very, 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 very convincing.
Yeah,
that's the word I was about to use. I didn't like Scar back then, and I still don't like Scar.
Yeah,
but he played him really well.
Definitely, I was about to say the exact same word. Very convincing.
Yeah,
like this dude is just he's just dirty, man.
Slimy.
Like
he's a slime ball. He's a slime ball.
You know, like he's up to no good the whole time.
Yeah,
like you just look at him like, man, look, yo, don't trust this dude.
No.
Like, don't trust this dude. How, like, yo, like, man, it's as someone who's seen the, you know, of course, the original animated film like tons of times, there are times in this movie where it just seems like they're just going shot to shot to shot to shot, and it doesn't seem like they're like injecting any like new flavor into it. But for the newer generation, maybe it doesn't need it. It's already a dope story.
This is their line.
It's already a dope story.
Like every sometimes when you redo films, it's like 20 years or 30 years later. That's their, like sometimes when you, if that's the first one you see, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, that's the one. Because that's your one. Like that was made for you.
Yeah, so it's like to that you know point, I'm looking at it, I'm like, you know what? Well, maybe it doesn't need any extra tricks added in. You know what I'm saying? It's already dope. So it's like, you know, there are points that I feel like they were kind of rushing to get to the next song or get to the next point in the film, but they find a way for us to still have fun, like, you know, around the songs.
Speaking of fun, I was going to say, what do you think about Timon and Pumbaa? That's what I was going to ask
you
about. Because you said voice acting, what about their voice acting? What do you think about Seth Rogen and John...
I can't remember his name, but...
Mulaney?
Yeah, I think it's Mulaney.
The comedian guy, right?
Yeah. But... I
recognize that.
Funny, man, and their chemistry together, just it works. It really works. It's they did a good job.
Yeah, and I watched a couple. I watched Seth Rogen when he was, you know, doing the film with Charlize Theron. Like they were doing that press run or whatever. He filmed it with everyone there. Like everyone was like, when he recorded his vocals, people were there too. So he was a little nervous. He was really good. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen came through. The singing moments work well.
Yeah.
They really do. Like, you know, Be Prepared works.
And I forgot that it was singing in the movie because, like, I was like, wait, what? They're singing? This is a musical? Like, what's going on here? I forgot that I haven't seen a movie in 20 years or whatever. So.
And sometimes you wonder, are they going to drop some of the songs and kind of just play, like,
I
the music?
I forgot what the songs were in general. I remember the song with Donald Glover and Beyonce singing together.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Yeah, I remember that song.
Shouts to Elton John. Yes, watches Elton the show. What up to the Prince and he's a knight or something.
Yeah,
what up? You know what up?
He's probably a sir.
You know what up? You know, shout out to him. They find a way to make it enjoyable for someone who's watched the animated movie. I don't know, countless times, like 5-10 times, I don't know how many times I watched it. So I still enjoyed it. I think this is going to be a banger for kids. Like, I think kids are going to love this.
You think it's going to go Billy? You think it's a Billy? You think it's in the Billy Club?
I don't know if this is going to be.
Billy Club? Is it in the Billy Club?
I don't know if this will do a Billy.
With them kids, you don't think?
Know what? You're right, because with kids, when you get them,
like, I know my niece and nephew, probably more of my nephew.
And then they're gonna go with their friends and stuff, and they're gonna have sleepovers.
I'm gonna tell my mom to go with my nephew.
King party and stuff. So you know what? This
is for the kids, man.
This might do a Billy for the kids.
Cause all the animals there,
kids love animals too.
And there's so many parts in this that kids are gonna love.
Yeah,
I feel this is good for kids.
And the cub Simba, like, just it's cuteness, man. It's cuteness.
Yeah,
you take that plus the jokes with Timon and Pumbaa, it really is. It's a decent package, man. If you've seen the animated film, it's probably worth it checking out the live action joint. On one hand, I want to say it's just a remake, but with the technology and with the voice acting giving you a little more flavor, and the fact that since it is, well, live action, it's animated, but it's live action, you know what I'm saying? There are some points that are scarier in this version than in the animated series.
When
Nala jumps out at the when they're like singing Hakuna Matata or Weem Away or whatever. When she jumps out, actually a little more scary.
Yeah, there's a jump scare there. There's definitely a jump scare.
Because it's like, whoa, you know, it's like a real lion, you know, real lion, you know what I'm
saying? See, me, I was waiting for her because I knew she was.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I don't remember the original, like that, like every point. But there was moments I was waiting that I knew was gonna happen. Like I knew these. I knew once the lightning strike and it's gonna be fire. I knew the rain was gonna come after. Cause you know after lightning usually it's rain, so yeah, that makes sense, right? You know. Now, but I'm trying to figure out, did any fire ever go there ever get before that? Because yeah, there's a lot of fire.
Where the fire at? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So now, we knew that was gonna happen.
My question to you is, we was talking about the gorge where you know there's the stampede. Break down to them what could have saved this whole movie. Break down.
All right, Mufasa. you with me?
Mufasa, you watched the show. Used to watch the show.
So all you had to do was wait like 30 seconds, bro. And you would have been fine. The stampede would have left.
Yep.
You could climb back down. Yep. Found Simba. Like, hey, come back down. We go off the way they came in. And we good. Go home. I'm gonna pat you on the yep. behind. Say, yep. hey,
I'm gonna whoop your butt.
Don't do that in the mouth.
Cause he should have whooped him when he went to. But you know what I'm saying? We held back the whooping. All yeah, right.
He should have
just gave
him
a stern talking.
You should have.
And they even played him. See if he would have whooped him, then he would have been like, you
yes.
know
so you know what? Maybe Mufasa. You know what? Maybe we need to reevaluate Mufasa's fathering skills.
Yeah, cause see, Mufasa was dropping gems like on verbally, but he wasn't providing. Yo, you spare the rod. Well, spoil that child. See, he spoiled the child.
Yeah, he spoiled.
He spoiled the child,
running
man.
Running around with hyenas acting like, oh, I'm a raw. I'm brave.
I'm brave. I'm going to go
eight,
here.
You about to get ate up.
I'm like a 2-pound kitten running around
you
trying to be strong.
Better be careful.
Man, look, hey, watch your back. That's
oh,
all
and John Oliver played the...
Oh,
the,
yeah, played the, Zazu.
I was going to say Iago, but that's oh, actually yeah. wrong movie.
Yo, shouts out to John Oliver.
Yeah,
holding it down for Zazu and Iago.
He played Iago?
No,
I was going to say, I ain't see Aladdin. I'm like, did he play?
Yo, see, I ain't see Aladdin. For this one, you know what? I'm leaning, I think you should go see it.
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna put this joint. I'm put this joint around 3.5 stars. A possible 4.
Wait, do you do like 3.75? Do you like?
All right, I might go 3.75.
Well, I'm going a solid 4. All
right, yeah.
I'm a 4 on this.
The technology's
solid.
There
as a yeah. rock.
As a rock.
Yeah.
it's fun, man. It really is fun, and yeah. it's not super long.
No, cause I look at my watch. I'm like, oh, it's we still. Under 2 hours. I like yeah. it. It's like an hour and
under
40
hours,
minutes.
So it's gonna be great for
minutes.
Your kids.
Good for the kids. They ain't gonna be restless or whatever. They're gonna be like, okay, they're gonna be into it.
Yep.
I
and
so.
This is also a great. This is all right. One is promo for like just Disney being like, yo, look, y'all ain't really messing with our visual effects no more. Like,
yeah,
no, like, Disney's like looking at everybody like y'all ain't touching us right now. And then also Disney Nature. For all of their like Disney nature films where they be doing like earth and life and whatever
yeah,
and
yeah.
animals. This is like, it's basically like it's coming straight from that, man. It's like, and then all like the nice music when the little cubs are frolicking. This thing is straight up, just, it's a cute family film that works. And it's weird because I was going in wondering, am I gonna like it because, you know, the animated series was so dope, should have left it alone. But now I'm like, you know what? I'm not mad at it. I think it's worth going to see. Definitely for the kids. The kids are gonna love it. But I think adults will be like, you know what? Not mad. Scar comes through. Mufasa is, James Earl Jones' voice is just...
iconic.
Yeah, is you hear it and you like
legendary.
You hear it and you're like, yes, sir. like you just hear it.
It was always good to hear him in Star Wars too. Yep. Like when I hear him in any kind of Star Wars, anything, like yes, put him in there. You got Darth Vader? Put him in there.
Put him in.
You put him in there. Put that voice in.
This
ain't nobody else doing Darth Vader ever in life.
Please don't.
But you know what they're doing like with Toy Story 4, you know, they're taking people's voices and like Don Rickles' voice, they had enough for all the Toy Story movies
to piece it together for four.
I'm like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yo,
I just saw some online. This is a random sidebar.
Oh,
that Joe Rogan, someone like did Joe Rogan's voice and it had his whole voice and whole speech pattern.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, this is the future. I mean, we're already in the future.
Yeah,
but
we're in the future, but it's future.
It's going to be like that real soon. I mean, you can see with the movies now, like they barely even need anything from the actors. I'm like, oh, we just need you to kind of just stand here and
come
say,
here, read this paragraph. We'll fix the rest.
Yeah, it's like, what? So it's crazy. It's advancing very quickly.
Yeah,
and it's cool to see.
This one shows every dollar is on the screen. It doesn't seem like anything's wasted. I had a fun time watching this. Besides the fact that I'm like, when you watch it in live action, that long walk that Simba takes as a cub, I'm like, yeah, Simba would have been dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was going through desert. Oh, yeah, that's my other little point. He going through desert. I ain't seen him eat no food. I ain't seen him drink no puddle.
Theater, I was like, he was at no puddle,
drinking water.
I was like, maybe he drank a lot before he left. Like he was like, run and never come back. And he was like,
And also, him eating them bugs, he wouldn't look like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he would look thinner.
He would look very thin.
Maybe he was eating like the real meaty bugs, like the like the stronger.
He's a carnivore.
He was eating the stronger bugs, like
some zebra for my people in England.
Yeah, zebra.
He'd be eating all that stuff.
Look, put in the comments if you know there's meaty bug. There's big because he gave him that big bug, that little like plump bug.
He a lion. Ain't no lion eating no bugs.
I mean, yo, man, it's a new day.
Ain't no new day. Lion's still eating them right to the day. I bet you a lion done killed a zebra right now.
That's true. Because plus, we're in L.A., so then yep. Africa is probably...
It's sun time. It's time.
It's a gazelle getting chewed on right now.
It's feeding as we now. Speak. Somebody yeah. dead.
But it's he a
dead.
Circle of life, because when they die, they're going to turn into the grass, and then they're going to eat the grass, and it's a circle.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was like that, but okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like that. You turn to dust... And then it's like the dirt and all that kind of matriculates. Oh,
yeah. Was that in the first one?
Yeah.
I don't remember him dropping that line in the first one. Was he dropping lines like that in the first one?
Yeah, he was talking about like how we, you know, we pass on.
I may want to watch the first one over now.
Yeah, see?
I might need a refresher.
Yeah, see, refresh that memory. But
yeah,
guys,
I might need a refresher. Yeah.
It's worth it. I'm digging it. He's digging it. I would really love to say that you ruined my childhood and it's so horrible, but it's not, man. It's a lot of fun. I laughed a lot. And just the technology itself, crazy.
Question.
What's up?
Sequel. Do you think it's going to be sequel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about the post-credit scene that we made up in our mind. Right, so the post-credit, right? It's like all the hyenas get scarred. It's like, But all we see is the shadows, right? So in the post-credit, you see like the shadows. And he emerges. And he's like, I want that new baby. And there's a...
Man, I don't remember that part, the new baby part.
I just made that part.
Right, I was like, wait, I don't remember that part.
That's new. I'm directing.
Yeah. Because if Scar's coming back, then what would that even mean, like, really?
He would just kill Simba and kill his baby.
Why he would kill Simba? He can't still kill Simba. I mean, yeah, maybe he kill Simba. Nah, but he can't do it again.
Just sneak attack.
He just killed his pop. He can't kill Simba.
He can kill whoever you
maybe,
want.
Maybe. Wait, Scar ain't got no children?
Nah. Yo, he need to have a kid.
I'm trying to
Yo,
say.
it'll be like Rocky. It'll be like Creed 2.
Creed 2.
Yo.
Oh, Creed 2.
Stop. Yo. All right, check it. All right, Scar come back.
This is a better one.
So this is better. All right, so Scar come back, right? Lion King 2. Scar has sex with like one of the lionesses that wasn't really feeling Nala like that, right? She was mm-hmm. she was kind of like playing him from the sidelines.
Yeah.
So then he has sex with her. Boom, new kid. And so he trains up the kid, trains him up with all his like his devious nature.
Scar
right?
Jr.
Scar Jr. Woo, boy. Yo, that's hey, look, you heard it first. Lion King 2.
Who gave him the scar?
Mufasa.
Mufasa gave him the scar?
Yeah, because he challenged him once.
But how come they didn't show them? That's what they didn't show in this movie. They didn't show the throw, but they didn't show like back.
Yeah. They only showed like one whack flashback that was like, why y'all do?
What flashback did they do?
Remember the one where he fell? He was like, oh! Like, they shouldn't have shown his
Who fell?
When he showed Mufasa fall again.
They showed that?
Yes. When he was like, remember how you killed your daddy? It was like,
oh, was like, that flashback. I just meant flashback before the movie actually started. Like, you know, like pre-dating on it. You mean like in the movie?
Yeah, in the movie.
you're sick, man. You ain't had to show that, bro. We remember.
You ain't had to do that. Yeah.
Remember. Yeah, they got that remember perfect. They got that perfect, too. Yeah. And that's straight from the old film, man.
Yeah. Guys,
James Earl Jones did do this. He was in this film,
he
right?
He was like, remember.
But somebody remembers sounds just like from the high memory from the old film. Like, they must just like rehashed it.
Remember. Oh, man. But guys, that's yo, man, Lion King 2 is gonna be hot. Like this, yo,
this hot fire. It might be in the Billy Club.
Yo, might be in that Billy. This joint make $1 billion. Watch Lion King 2 come out, and it's gonna be our script.
So they have to make a Lion King 2. They have to.
I mean, one part of me is like, leave it alone.
But you have to. We're in the sequelized era.
Yeah, maybe. Let it live for like a year or two. And then
next
announce
year, Lion King 2. Wow. Not messaging on that. Don't do that. Don't ever do that.
Way too soon.
Wait 2 or 3 years. Don't
Let it breathe a little bit and then give us a Lion King 2.
Let that breathe. Yes.
Yeah. So, before we bounce, to my right, Arcatron.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, hi, YouTube world. It's me again. You can find me, arcatron.com and everywhere else on social media and everything. You can find me Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And where can they find you?
NERDSOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, also on your podcast with your iTunes, your Stitcher Radio. Yeah. And don't you forget that you can get that La Musica on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all that jazz.
Just and French in one?
I don't know. Look, Nerd Soul, Music, IGTV, Instagram, all that stuff. Holla at me. So this is from us to you saying Lion King was way better than I thought it was going to be. And you should go check it out. Peace. Deuces.